back, everyone. You killed it. I'm Ryan Kane.
Jordan Strickland.
How's it going, Jordan?
Good. How are you?
Not too bad. A little tired, but feeling okay.
Did you just wake up?
I woke up about an hour ago. You know,
all right.
I had to do notes.
So we reversed last week. I had to do the same thing.
Exactly.
Except for the difference is it's 5 in the afternoon. Well, 2 for you.
Yeah.
Anyway, we're getting close to the end of this challenge, I tell ya.
We are. It's
this week was the last male elimination, and this week coming up is the last female elimination.
I'm looking forward to this. It's coming. Like the teams that we have left are good.
Yep.
I'm happy with the people going into the finals on the guys' side. Looking forward to see who's going in for the girls.
Mm-hmm.
Who are your predictions for the girls?
Who's going to be in the finals?
Yeah.
Well, I don't know. I was thinking about who would be in the jungle, and I think it's probably safe to say Carmaria and Cook are going to be in the jungle again this week.
Mm-hmm.
Who hasn't been in the jungle? I would assume Paul is going to be able to not or going to be able to skate into the final.
Yeah, I
would predict they're going to fight Camilla and Jemmy, and I would hope for Carmaria and Cook to sweep all the jungles and just make it all the way to the final.
Yeah, I guess I'd be okay with that. I mean, I certainly think that
Think they're gonna win.
Oh no, absolutely not. But at the same time, I'd hate to see Camilla and Emily go and Jemmy go because I think they did good this season.
They did do good. It's like in the challenges at least.
Yeah.
Maria is not good. She's not a good. I mean, she folds on just about every challenge.
Her performance in this challenge was so terrible. Like, there were a number of things she did wrong.
Mm-hmm.
She ran into Cook when Cook was trying to bring a ball back.
Yeah.
She kept fiddling with her pads.
Mm-hmm.
And when Cook was trying to get up the ramp, Carmaria was standing right in the way, just standing there.
Yeah.
Like waiting for Cook to make a move.
But... Mm-hmm. Well, the weird thing is, I think they made it seem like she was doing screwing with her pads a lot more than she was. It's possible that we saw every time that she fiddled with her pads, which would have only been like 3 or 4 seconds.
Mm-hmm.
Because they ended up only losing to the winners by 2 seconds, they said. So they almost came in first on that challenge.
I was wondering about that too, and I have I feel like it's less that they did good and more that Paula had more trouble than we saw.
Mm.
You know, because Paula was having some trouble getting up those ramps too.
She was. But speaking
anyway.
of horrible competitors on that challenge, how about Marlon just standing there in the middle like a lame duck?
I was a little bit surprised to see how fast Marlon went down.
You were surprised. You should have taken it as an indicator last week when he quit. He'll look for any reason to quit, Ryan.
Yeah, well, last week it felt like a slightly better excuse, you know.
Wait for this final chance. Wait, he's in the final challenge, right? Yeah, they were.
He is. Yeah.
I can't wait for him to quit in the final challenge because it's going to be pathetic.
I'll be shocked. But I guess it does seem slightly more likely to me than it did last week.
Yeah,
which sucks. But at the same time, hey, look at Johnny. Johnny
That's true.
Was throwing
Johnny,
up.
Yeah, but he was, he tried his best till the end, which is more than can be said of Marlon.
You know what? I'll give that to you. That's a good point.
Johnny, well, I would say the final is between CT and Wes and Johnny and Frank. And honestly, after this week, I'm going to have to go with CT and Wes. I think they might have it.
Yeah, you know, that's a good point. The only thing that worries me is what Johnny pointed out is that both CT and Wes kind of went down during the finals, the last final that they made it to.
It's true.
Do you remember how CT and DM finished that season? I don't think they got first, right?
I don't think so. I think they got passed, and it was because of CT, because he was the presumption at the time was that he was a heavy smoker, and even though he was in good shape, he just didn't have the lungs for it in the lower, the high latitude and in the cold and trying to do a marathon and stuff.
Right. So yeah, I'm thinking maybe second place, but yeah, I still have high hopes for them.
Well, this challenge was kind of,
especially since what we saw from Johnny, but go on.
Well, this challenge, I mean, they didn't seem to be gassed out at all, and they had all their balls in there, and that was a pretty cardio heavy challenge. So I think they're both in pretty good shape this season, and I think they're ready.
It's true, but this is going to be a marathon, Jordan, not a sprint.
Well, you might have something there. And also, although Wes, oh, there's one thing I wanted to talk to you about. Wes, during, we're all over the place this episode, and that's the way it's going to be, I guess. But in the fight between, after the vote, the nonsensical fight between CT, Wes, and Johnny, Wes did, normally he just says he's a businessman or you're a loser or something like that, but he actually spouted off a bunch of his possessions. And I would like some clarification on this. If anybody knows anything about Wes that's listening, that can send us an email or something. Because he said he had 30 companies, and he said like three or four different cars that sounded pretty expensive. So I'm wondering.
One of which was a monster truck.
Yeah. Right. But what are these companies? Because last I checked, he had an ice cream shop somewhere in Pennsylvania, and that was it. That was all I could find on Wes.
Well, I listened to a podcast a couple days ago where they talked about Wes and his companies, and they had done a little bit of research. From what I hear, Wes's company basically helps support other people's business ideas, and with their support, they get like 5% of the company. So like if you have an idea, they'll help you like get it off the ground.
Okay.
And so like his 30 companies, it's basically just a 5% share of like these little companies that are trying to get a foothold.
Okay, that makes a little bit more sense. All right, well, that's still still admirable of Wes. And he probably, yeah. I mean, he does say he's a businessman. It's smart to invest if you have people that have a good idea, unless all those companies go under, which probably half of them will.
But yeah.
Yeah. What do you got for this episode? What would you like to talk about?
Well, one thing that we need to get into, we got an email. It was an email from Sal. I don't know if he wants his last name used on the podcast, so we'll just stick to Sal. Although I feel like we may have said his last name before.
Okay.
Anyway. But yeah, he, you know, just saying he liked the show, kind of giving his predictions for the final and whatnot. Talking about liking the physical challenges once we get towards the end. Because, like, now we got the cream of the crop. And which is another thing that we should discuss. This challenge, you know, could have been great. It was set up to be like a super physical one. A lot of crashing into each other. Yeah. But people seem to try to avoid that. They played it smart.
Mm-hmm.
You know, good for them, bad for us.
It was fun to see Knight knock CT into the water, though.
Wasn't that Preston?
Maybe it was. Knight knocked into somebody, I thought. But yeah, you might be right. It might have been Preston.
Well, I do remember at one point CT was talking about, like, and then what the fuck, out of the blue, Preston's knocking me into the water. Like, yeah, how am I going to live this one down?
Uh-huh.
But yeah, like, good of him not to retaliate, because I feel like he would have knocked Preston's head off.
Yeah. I can't stand Preston, and spoiler alert, I'm glad he's gone. What I noticed is he has, like, at every challenge or every elimination or every vote, he's got some joke piece of clothing on, like his stupid glasses or his dumb top hat in this episode, or his shirt that said no low self-esteem or whatever like that, except for he has zero sense of humor about himself or about anything else. So it's just, like, confounding why he is like this guy with a scowl on his face who's not happy to be there and is pissed off is wearing a sparkly top hat. It's just confusing.
I don't know. I like Preston's personality. He seems to enjoy being there, and
what show are you watching?
Seems to be rolling with it.
No.
I don't know what, I don't know what you're talking about, man.
I've never seen Preston smile before. He's a dick.
He was smiling just in this past episode, was like happy that Knight was acknowledging his good work, because Preston certainly did do better than Knight.
Yeah, fine. Well, I will give it this to him. He went out with some pride because he did do that. Was probably his best performance that he's ever had in a challenge, even though they came in last place. So how good could it have been? But he at least looked respectable.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it wasn't him who lost the jungle for him.
It's true. It wasn't him who lost a lot of the challenges, if you remember correctly.
Yeah.
Knight fucked up quite a bit this season.
Mm-hmm.
Not that that's a big surprise, but so jungle wise, Johnny and Frank, Marlon and Jordan did about the same. Had one teammate kind of run out of steam.
Well,
the other had to carry him a bit.
It was really that was weird. They were doing the one where they jumped down the different levels of the structure or whatever.
No, I was talking about the challenge itself.
Oh, the challenge. Okay, you said jungle.
So I apologize.
Yeah, it was. It is nice to see people's limits, I guess. Or when they got into the girls, it was kind of fun, just because they couldn't physically make it up the ramp a lot of the time. So they're like hanging on, pushing their ball up there so they can get up.
And like, I have to assume, like, especially Camilla and Jemmy seem to be really short.
Mm-hmm.
So they can't even make a good jump to grab the top of the ramp. Mm-hmm. So they, Jemmy, Camilla, Anissa, and Diem both seem to have a lot of trouble with this challenge.
Uh-huh.
But yet, the only team that was able to finish was CT and Wes. All 20 balls, 30 seconds to go.
Yep, pretty impressive.
Yeah, without a doubt.
Why would Johnny drink and eat so much before a physical challenge like that? Like, he had a lot of stuff in his stomach if his vomit was to be any indicator.
Yeah,
not smart.
True.
He probably had a cramp. That's probably why he was all gassed out.
Maybe, you know, he seems like someone who could get a little overconfident.
Yeah.
I feel like he's safe having that extra cup of coffee, glass mm-hmm. of milk. Strips of bacon, eggs, sausage.
There was a lot of stuff in there. My favorite thing was there's a lot of, in most situations, I hate a sore winner or like a dick, but I love a sore winner when it's CT or Wes, especially CT. Like they just gave it to Johnny the whole time. They're asking for more balls. And then mm-hmm. at the elimination or the vote, they're just, they just got in his face. It was interesting because the other teams were like, if anybody throws a punch, we're in the final, and that would have been a big twist. But luckily everyone kept their head because I like who's in the final now.
I wonder how long that argument went on for, because it seems like it got past the point of everyone kind of being amused, like being slightly entertained by someone else's argument, to the point where the girls were like, all right, guys, all right, let's mm-hmm. wrap this up.
Yeah.
Like watching with like concern and in their face and looking somewhat annoyed. And
mm-hmm. at a certain point, I thought Wes was probably playing it to try to get Johnny to throw a punch because he was going a little bit too overboard. And I feel like he was trying to use it as a strategy to get Johnny out of it if he threw him a punch or something.
Yeah, we've seen moves like this from Wes before.
Mm-hmm.
Also, I think against Johnny, so yeah, I guess Johnny's not falling for that shit.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think I would see Johnny ever throwing a punch in one of these challenges.
Yeah, we haven't seen it yet.
Which I applaud that, being having some sort of self-control.
Mm-hmm.
I liked that after the challenge, Marlon and Jordan did not seem like they were super worried about like scrambling to get votes on their side.
Mm-hmm.
They just recognized, you know, where we are going in. There's nothing we can do about it. Had confidence in themselves. Weren't too worried about Knight and Preston.
Mm-hmm.
Just performed. That's what you got to do. That's what's really going to make people sweat, Jordan.
Mm-hmm.
When they see you breaking through those chains in that glass without a problem.
Yeah. The one thing that I like was Cook and Cara Maria always vote Johnny and Frank because they don't have anything to lose. But it'd be nice if they're on the last vote, some other team had some balls to get out one of the bigger teams or to try. But it's, I guess, there would be no, I mean, what are the odds that Knight and Preston are going to beat either of the other two teams, though? But still.
Yeah, no matter what. If Knight and Preston went into that jungle, they weren't coming out.
No.
Their only hope was to win the challenge, and they fucked it up. And now they're gone.
Mm-hmm. Good.
So, like, I can't believe that they picked Break On Through as the jungle.
Why is that?
Just because they were putting in Knight and Preston versus any other team. Knight and Preston had no fucking chance.
That's true. Well, maybe they already had it scheduled or something like that, but the funny thing is the fact that they had no, like, there, it wasn't a strength or a speed thing that was their downfall, really. It wasn't like Marlon and Jordan are in such better shape than Knight and Preston that they had no chance. It's like, because Knight, what got him was Knight had the clippers and was trying to clip through the chains and whatever, which should be a 10 or 15 second maneuver at most. He couldn't, like, I don't know what his problem was. He couldn't figure out how to get through the chains, or he was like too far to the, towards the edge. He was like at the things that were holding the chains. I don't know what the hell he was doing.
Yeah, but, I mean, I feel like it takes a certain amount of strength to use those cutters, but that, I feel like that's something that Knight should have been able to do.
I don't think that, I mean, I really don't understand what the breakdown was there.
Did he cut one chain? Did we see one single chain get cut from him?
I think he had a couple, maybe one or two. At a certain point, he just tried to smash through it, but I don't know if that was his last resort or what.
The last act of a desperate man.
Yeah.
That's never made how it looked to me. No. So Marlon and Jordan were like two levels ahead of him at the end.
Mm-hmm.
And I was really surprised that they had that Knight and Preston did it the way they did. They had Preston kicking through the first level. Because that means that Preston has to do, well, I guess that leaves Knight to break down the door, which makes sense.
Mm-hmm. But, and maybe Preston thought he wouldn't be able to cut through the things with more upper body strength or something.
Yeah, I guess so.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, you know, they knew either or they were going to lose, so I guess it didn't really matter.
Mm-hmm.
So we see like a lot of stuff going on between CT and DM this episode as well.
Yeah. They made out in the bar finally, and then DM passed out in his bed. It's just so strange that nothing's happened yet, as far as we know, at least not on camera. Like, in all these seasons, the X's season and this season, it's just weird because it's a lot easier to get with an ex-girlfriend than it is to go with somebody, well, maybe not on the challenge, but it's easier to get to the 750th time than it is to get to the first time with a lady, I've found.
That's a very good point, Jordan.
Mm-hmm. So I don't know what the holdup is here. They clearly both are like each other still.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe it's just, you know, flirting, having fun, not both realizing that
it's a horrific idea.
Probably shouldn't get too serious about things because, yeah, it is a horrific idea.
Mm-hmm.
But boy, the house sure has opinions about it.
Yeah, they do. Everybody, like, it's, I don't know, girls are, like, Camilla was like, it just works. I don't know why it works, but it does. Okay. Thanks, Camilla. What do you know about anything?
Also, is that works?
Yeah.
Come on. We've seen how well this works.
And we've seen Camilla's relationship, so her definition of what works might be a little different than some other people.
Great point.
And Johnny was, he seemed jealous or something. I don't know. He was upset that DM was going down that road, and he was saying that CT was being a master manipulator or something like that, which I don't agree with. I don't think CT's trying to manipulate anybody. I think he's just having a good time.
Yeah, I agree. And come on, like, DM's a grown up. She knows what she's doing.
Mm-hmm.
Come on, people, let them live their lives.
I think the naysayers were just a little. They were thinking that CT was had a little hold on her because she's she's in a vulnerable position. She's got just came off the cancer and everything like that, so might be looking for some quick loving.
And to be fair, I guess CT did kind of already hook up with a girl this season, so
yeah,
it does kind of look it's an interesting look. But anyway, I say if it makes you feel good, go for it.
I'm glad he hooked up with that girl because it made her slap the shit out of him in his face, which was one of the best moments this season.
Yeah, made for some interesting episodes. I was just thinking about that. I can't believe that was all this season. It seems so long ago already.
Yeah, it does.
Like,
next season we're going to be like, was that Fresh Meat 1 that happened when CT got, you know?
Exactly. Like, no one in the house even remembers that Anastasia was there. Mm-hmm. You know, it was that long ago.
Yep.
So
we're thinking we have this next episode, and then the week after is going to be the final, right?
Yeah.
So we're two away from the end.
Mm-hmm. I'm looking forward to it.
Me too.
It's going to be a good one.
I hope so.
I hope it's not in the frozen tundra again.
Yeah.
You know, I don't want to see him climbing mountains with ice picks and shit.
I kind of liked the frozen tundra one. Last season we had a desert one, right?
Well,
I'm pretty sure last season was in the desert. Because last season wasn't X's, was it?
I don't know. I just woke up. I can't. Don't
I don't think
that.
It was X's at last season, but yeah, I would. I'm wondering where they're gonna, because the past four or five seasons, the final challenge, it's like you're going to Switzerland, yeah, and then everybody goes nuts and they all go to Switzerland and then have the final challenge. So I'm wondering where they're gonna throw them this year. Possibly Antarctica, possibly Sudan. I don't know.
I'm just hoping it's somewhere warm. I feel like I've seen the whole them climbing the frozen mountain a lot lately. I'm done. I'm done with it.
Well, you're going to be seeing them climb a mountain for sure, unless they have some kind of huge format change. It's just whether it's frozen or not.
I'm down with that. I just want to be able to do it in shorts and a t-shirt.
All right. Well, maybe they'll just go to... What if they just send them to Utah or something like that? Like, that'd be just as good as anywhere else, just not as exciting for the actual people there.
It's true. But you know, they gotta get around those American production rules, all the rules and regulations.
Mm-hmm. I'm wondering. So, I don't know what they're gonna do, but I hope they give me a little surprise this season.
That, you know. That's always fun. That sounds good to me.
Mm-hmm.
I could back that. Well, that pretty much wraps it up for the challenge, I guess. Unless you have anything else to add.
No, other than I was just thinking that'd be cool if they did. You know, usually at the final challenge they have one stage that's like eating something disgusting, that's you have to eat a ton of different stuff. They should do that right at the beginning and then do it again halfway through, and that's the only meals they get, so then everybody's just puking the whole way.
That would be an awesome idea. Like, yeah, like if it's a 2-day challenge, you start out with that.
Yeah.
That way it's like they haven't eaten in a full day
This is
and
the
this is
only food,
breakfast.
this is the only sustenance you're going to get, so make sure it stays in your stomach. Meanwhile, everybody's puking like 25 minutes into the run, and that's all they get until the next day, and then it's even more gross the next day.
Yeah, that sounds disgusting. Or
Everybody's just dying.
yeah, what if the thing of food they give you, like they put it down, they say, "All right, you can eat as much of this as you want today. Tomorrow you're gonna have to finish it. So take that into consideration." Like they break up the amount that you have to eat. So if you pile on everything right in the beginning in the first day, you don't have anything to eat the next day. Or but then if you decide like, oh, it's too gross, and you just skip it for the second day, that sounds interesting. I like that idea.
I like these
I'm gonna
ideas, yeah.
send that into MTV.
Also, it'd be cool if they did like a, I was just thinking like the like a Goonies style obstacle course where they have booby traps and stuff that are gonna hold them up if they do something wrong. Maybe not kill them, but you know, it'd be nice to
But
have
you
a
know, I'm not taking the death part off the table. It's
Absolutely not, although I'd be upset if I never got to see CT on a challenge again.
Well, that's true.
But
That's
it'd
true.
be worth it for the highlight reels, I guess.
Yeah.
They'd have a monument erected in his honor, and that'd be good enough. Yeah, so that's about it for the challenge. I thought Breaking Bad last week was kind of a lull in the excitement episode, but it was interesting. And this week, something's gonna happen. Something big.
I mean, for what is it? Are there 4 episodes left?
I don't know. My brother was just asking me that too, and I don't know. I think four sounds probably about right.
Yeah, there's never going there will not be a week that is not like, mind-blowing for the rest of the run.
Yeah.
Like they just don't have enough time to make a boring episode.
Well, the one thing, because at the end of this last episode, Hank or Walt called Todd's uncle or Todd and said he thought he had a job for his uncle, which was implying that he was going to have Jesse killed, because Jesse was threatening Walt and stuff like that, and it's his last resort. But we still haven't seen Todd explain the new business plan to Walt after they killed all those people with Lydia in the desert. You know, he left him that message, was like, "Well, Mr. White, we need to talk. We have a little change in the business," or something like that, implying that him and his uncle's gang are gonna run the huge meth business. And they haven't revisited that. So I'm wondering how that's gonna play out too.
Well, I guess we probably haven't revisited that just because Walt doesn't care. But yeah,
Maybe.
I guess since he's calling on Todd, because Walt's out basically.
Yeah,
But
but
I
he's
guess
still getting
since,
money, right? Or no?
I thought he just walked.
Well, I thought he got into it with Lydia to do the stuff in, because she was saying, like, it's only 60% purity. And he's like, I don't care. I'm out. I'm not cooking anymore. But I thought he was still collecting funds.
I don't know. I thought that because I thought that because he was out, that's why he doesn't care anymore. I thought like 'cause if he was still in and collecting money, wouldn't he be upset about 60%,
Maybe you're right. I don't know. Maybe I got to go back and watch the beginning of season 5 from last summer.
But yeah. Looking forward to tonight's episode.
Yep, it's gonna be dynamite.
Shit. I can't. Why the fuck didn't I say spoilers before we started talking about Breaking Bad?
Well, I didn't say, I purposely just said vague things like pretty good episode, like for the first 10 seconds. So if they didn't know, then it's their own damn fault.
Also, like, this whole show, all we do is like spoil what happened on last week's challenge,
right? And this,
so of course,
this...
we're going to talk about the same with Breaking Bad or anything we talk about.
And this episode won't air until the Breaking Bad episodes already over. So we're in good shape.
That's true. Yeah.
Dexter's only got 3 more episodes left. I know you're not caught up, but
3 more episodes ever?
Ever. Yep.
Shit.
And I got a puppy this week and named him Dexter.
Ah, very, very cute.
Uh-huh. Yep, his name was different. I don't know. We still haven't really settled on it, but he's a good-looking pup. He's a pain in the ass, though.
You haven't settled on the name?
I think it's going to stick. I think Dexter's going to stick.
Can I pitch Walter Jr. Jr.?
That would be nice. Yeah, I think maybe I'll have to float that to her.
AKA Flynn Jr.?
Yeah, Flynn. I don't know. I think, do you think he's going to make it to the end of the season?
Yeah.
All right.
Although, I mean, I've heard theories that kind of make sense, but I don't know. I would be surprised. I would be shocked if,
I would be very shocked as well, but I'm wondering, since we have so few episodes left, like, they're going to have to give away the secret of what's happened in that year since, and Walter, obviously he beat cancer again. And I'm wondering if maybe one thing I thought of on the last episode is he faking it? Although we saw him getting the chemo, but is he faking cancer to get Hank off his back and to get some sympathy or something?
I don't think so.
Okay.
In fact, I really don't think so, because we have seen him get the treatment. Yeah. We've seen him taking the medication. We've seen him and with problems with like the nausea and stuff, like,
yeah, that's true.
Hiding the fact that he's throwing up again.
All right, fine. But we know he beats it, and we don't know what happened to his family, and his house is dilapidated and hasn't been lived in a while. So something's going down, and now Gomi is in on it. Gomi knows about Walt, because they had Jesse over to give his confession and stuff. So I don't know what's going to go on.
Yeah, I'm looking now. Damn, now I'm all excited again.
Well, it's going to be on in a couple hours, but you'll be at work.
Yeah, lucky bay.
Mm-hmm. All right, let's wrap it up.
All right.
I'm Jordan Strickland.
I'm Ryan Kane.
We'll see you next week.
Have a good one.
Bye.